It really signals a further weakening of the Lord's Resistance Army. It also really signals and triggers an opportunity for justice for victims. The victims of the Lord's Resistance Army's brutality throughout Northern Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, and the Central African Republic really deserve to see justice served. And Ongwen's surrender means an opportunity for that.
Your organization thinks that eventually there should be justice. How does justice come?
Well, the ICC has indicted both Kony and Ongwen for multiple counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity, including the widespread murder of civilians, enslavement of civilians, including children, as well as pillage of personal property, especially in IDP camps. We know that he and his forces oversaw some really brutal acts, especially against some of the most vulnerable populations in this region. The ICC has had years to amass robust evidence against these individuals, interviewing witnesses and victims.
Now, your organization is accusing Joseph Kony and the LRA of what, illicit trafficking? Any proof of that?
We've done extensive interviews with defectors who were once within the ranks of the Lord's Resistance Army in Congo and the Central African Republic and formerly in Northern Uganda, who say that when they were in the ranks of the LRA, have been involved in illegal trafficking of diamonds and gold as well as ivory, that orders to traffic those natural resources and to steal those natural resources came from Kony himself. We know from multiple sources, again, that this is a group that uses natural resources to fund their activities and their atrocities.
Earlier this year, I think there was a report that a senior commander of the LRA had been captured. What does this say in terms of the hunt for Joseph Kony? The African Union forces, are they making progress?
Yeah, these events really show that the counter-LRA mission is working, that we need to keep up this mission and really continue the support. It's a really comprehensive effort by multiple governments in the region along with the United States. And that comprehensive approach, that cooperation across borders, is really proving to weaken the group, and more efforts are needed. But this is really a benchmark in the fight against the LRA and the fight against atrocities in general.
Could it be that another sovereign country is harboring Joseph Kony? Because why has it been so difficult to get him?
A lot of the areas of especially the Central African Republic and South Sudan have been safe havens for Joseph Kony. And for logistical and political reasons, a lot of those areas are hard to reach. So more progress is needed to give that mission the mandate and the capacity to reach those safe havens where Joseph Kony and his forces hide in order to finally